The following is a paid presentation on News Talk 580 CFRA.
This is the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Featuring the Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties. Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
You know it. It's Ottawa's most trusted real estate brokerage and knowledgeable broker. The number one resale team for the fifth straight year is the Bennett Property Shop. Marnie with us as always. Brett Liscombe, a regular guest on the show. This is Dean Roberts. Glad to have you along. And my first question for you guys is, how's February going with the Bennett Pros?
Well, I can tell you, I mean, if the signs keep happening, because as we know, the sales been up in January by 16%. And right now in February, we're seeing them up 15%. And I'll tell you, at the Bennett Property Shop right now, we're selling one home every 6 hours. It is absolutely crazy. We're seeing multiple offers. Buyers, I think, are feeling so much more confident now. And I think Brett is on with me today would agree with that. And what we're looking at is, you know, there's so many things going on in the market, inflecting the market. So, you know, Taylor was on CTV News. They keep asking everybody about predictions. So what we're looking at is, of course, I mean, inflation has, you know, the number one thing that, you know, Tiff Macklin has, the governor of the Bank of Canada. That's one of his focuses, obviously. Unemployment rate, when more people got employed, that's not a good thing. They want people to be unemployed. We're looking at immigration. Of course, it is record high. It's 1.2 million people they brought in 2023, which is four times what they normally do. And of course, the right hand isn't talking to the left hand. And the municipalities, as we talked about last show, and the provinces have not been able to handle all of the immigration that's coming in. And then you've got foreign students as well. So we've got 1.2 million people coming in as foreign students, which is affecting as well the housing market. And then what we got to look at, I was just looking at the stats, Dean and Brett, about new housing. So new housing is down 45% in construction on the average of the last 10 years. So right now in Ottawa, in the year of 2023, they only built 2,500 new homes. That is substantially lower than what they normally do. Builders now, and I've been talking to people about builders, because it's costing so much, so many delays, labor shortages, a lot of businesses now, builders are switching their business to be purpose-built rentals because it's basically money they're getting from the government. There's lots of incentives to do that. So when I look at 2024 and beyond that, I think we're going to be having a lot of problems because what we're also looking at is, which is a good news for you and I, Dean, is we're living 20 years younger. When I mean that, longer and younger. So they're saying that if you are now 65, you really are 45. If you're 70, you're really 50. And right now, baby boomers and seniors are actually staying in their homes till age 85. They never expected that. They thought a lot of people would be retiring, of course, at 65, which they are, but they thought they'd be going into senior residences. So now you have a shortage of housing because they're not building it. We have 3 months supply right now in Ottawa. You have more immigration, higher interest rates, millennial boom. There's 9 million millennials now in Canada. So, Brett, I don't know what we're going to be seeing in 2024 and beyond. What do you think?
Yeah, the optimism is most definitely there. I think we've been through a couple of years now, 18 to 24 months, where people have thought this is the end. We're going to see this gigantic market correction where homes are going to drop hundreds of thousands of dollars and everybody's going to be scrambling to figure out what's next. But I think whenever you're looking at January and February, which are typically slower months for us, when you're seeing the amount of sales that are happening, I think it's a byproduct of the conversations that have been happening over the last 12 months. And I think specifically, a lot of people think the real estate market typically is adversarial when it comes to, it's either a buyer's market or it's a seller's market. It's either a good time to sell or it's a good time to buy. And I think what people don't realize is that these conversations and the subjectiveness of this are very much, how does it impact you and your life? Now, if you're somebody out there right now who's looking to sell because you need to move up, or if you're looking to sell because you need to get into something a little bit smaller, the market is, it doesn't matter where we are in the market realistically, because you're kind of rising and falling with the tide, so to speak. Now, I think where buyers are really starting to catch wind of it is that COVID and kind of the increase in the high demand for these homes is, it's not so far in the rearview mirror. So when they hear economists start to talk about the prospect of interest rates starting to fall in the next 6 to 12 months, they're starting to think, okay, well, if I don't get into the market now, or if I don't make that purchase now, am I going to be in a situation where, you know, there's a chance that I'm going to pay more money for the house despite what the interest rates may do? And from a seller's perspective, sellers are looking at it, and especially those who aren't going to be buying something else or moving into some of the lifestyle communities, they're looking at it and they're saying, okay, well, you know what? I better get my house on the market now before all these sellers that we've been talking about who've been sitting on the sidelines decide to put their homes on the market at the exact same time. So what it's doing is it's kind of creating a little bit of a vortex for demand, where we're in a situation where buyers are in a good spot and sellers are in a good spot. And I know there's people out there right now rolling their eyes at that comment, because typically, like I said, people typically think it's adversarial, it's one or the other, but it really is a good time for both people right now, because you're kind of hedging your bets. If you're getting into the market, or if you're, you know, you're upgrading to something a little bit different, the demand is not as high as it's going to be likely once we get into the second quarter, Marnie. And that's a cyclical thing. That happens every single year, no matter what the case may be. But sellers, they don't want to put themselves in a situation where they're going to be sitting there and they're going to be competing with four other houses on their street.
Yeah, and you're, I mean, the timing is absolutely right, especially in Ottawa, when we have such a large portion of the population being baby boomers. And there's projecting now, and you remember years ago, Dean, we said you needed maybe $900,000 to retire. They've now doubled that to 1.8 million for a baby boomer to retire comfortably is $1.8 million. So, everyone's got to be looking, because, of course, what we're seeing right now is, you know, we went through, I was going to say, the meltdown of, you know, of all of our investments. And now, and we're still seeing that. I mean, we're looking at a total change of the economy.
Marnie, the Better Pros just sold Maggie's house, and she wrote us a nice note here. I was very grateful to have the pleasure to work with Carolyn Taylor on getting things organized to sell the house. She encouraged me every step. I am pleased to have used this company to sell my home and would use them again. Thank you all, Bennett Property Shop, for a great experience. And coming up, Marnie?
Well, let's talk about the importance of working with an experienced agent, especially in negotiations, which Brett excels in.
This is the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA, featuring Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
Marnie Bennett, the Bennett Pros. Marnie. Now back to the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Featuring the Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
With Marty Bennett and Brett Liscombe, this is Dean Roberts. Guys, you can't imagine how many real estate signs you still see everywhere. And a lot of times that's the only thing that tells you that house is for sale. And that's the sign of an agent who may not be up to speed on what to do in the business now, right, Brett?
Yeah, Dean. I think whenever you're looking at what's going on in the marketplace right now, there's a big precedence put on how do you negotiate. Anytime you come into a marketplace where things are a little bit uneasy and you have people with different opinions as far as what's going on in the market, the negotiating process is something that's so integral to getting a home sold, but also to making sure that you're getting top dollar as a seller, but also making sure that you're protected as a buyer. And at the Bennett Property Shop, it's something that we place a great deal of pride in. And that comes with, you know, continuing to learn and to be able to adapt to what's going on in the marketplace. Just the other day in one of our sessions, you know, we were discussing how do you go ahead and how do you protect a seller's home? Because I know there's a lot of sellers out there right now who are looking around, you know, maybe they're walking around the kitchen and they see some small deficiencies in their home, or there's some things that they said that they think if they were to stick around a little bit longer, maybe they would update. Now, when we look at those things, we're representing a seller, we need to make sure that we're getting in front of any possible question marks that a buyer may have. And what I mean by that is, how do we protect the value of the home? And Marnie, I think, you know, we were discussing a particular instance just this past week with regards to a home that there was a question about vermiculite and asbestos. And, you know, working with the Bennett Property Shop, we have industry leading specialists that we deal with on a regular basis where we can get information, we can get real time results that other brokerages can't get their hands on. Now, sometimes people think when people have question marks, well, anybody can get answers to these questions, right? Like, I can do it, you could do it. Yes, but can you do it in the appropriate amount of time? Can you get proper, you know, reports that are going to be able to provide confidence for other types of, for the buyers out there? And that is something that that comes with being an experienced agent, by walking around a home, seeing things that could potentially lead to dollar signs being removed from the value of your house. And Marnie, that's not something that's new to this marketplace.
No, I think what's really important, first of all, right now, people have to realize that only 49% of houses that are listed sell. So that means one out of two sell. The others do not sell. And they'll go, well, why aren't they selling? Well, first of all, we talk about the marketing, as we just said. Putting a sign on the lawn is only bringing in 4 out of 10 buyers. You need to bring in 100% of the buyers in order to get the money that you want, which we do at the Bennett Property Shop. We've also got to look at, like, there's different instances. So, for example, a house that we had listed, and we were the seller agent, and this happens, it didn't close because the buyer decided to change their mind. Now, yes, there's legal ramifications and it goes to the lawyers, but in the meantime, what do you do? Well, we just had one of those things happen. The lawyers negotiated the deposit. We sold the house in multiple hours, offers in 24 hours. So we really didn't miss a beat for our seller. And these are the things we've got to look at. You're also looking at, for example, home inspections. We talk about them all the time. And some, no, you know, home inspectors are not licensed. They're not like regulatory body of the real estates. So you're going to get different levels of home inspectors. So some home inspectors will scare the heck out of a buyer who's already anxious. And they may say, oh, well, there's cracks in the foundation. Oh, there's this happening. Oh, your septic may have roots in it if you're in a rural property. Oh, there's problems with the quality of the water, or this is a problem. And then they freak out. Well, just like Brett said, we will take the problem. We will find the qualified people to address that, and we will be able to make a win-win solution for everyone. Like, people think you put a sign up on the lawn, happy little couple comes in and they buy it, and it's all easy speezy. Well, that's not how it works. And what you've got to be looking at is, for example, we were able to generate 10 offers on a listing we just did. And how did we do that? Well, Diane was extremely proactive. We actually, in that case, had a pre-seller inspection done. So it answered, we were able to answer a lot of questions that people had. So if they were hesitant, we already had an inspection. Now, they could have still done their own inspection too, but this answered the different things. We also look at, a lot of people don't realize, when you conditionally sell your home, you can get a backup offer, right, Brett?
And it's something we've utilized on multiple occasions. And the reason we do that is, one, for obviously to continue to market the property for the seller, because our job is not done until the money is in their hands and the keys are in the prospective buyers. What it also is able to do is it's able to put us in a situation where we gain a little bit of the negotiating power back, in the instance that some of these small things that can be led to be believed that they're big problems, we give the sellers another option. So we don't have to negotiate. So we don't have to just continue to leave money out there. And that is something that it takes a little bit of a finesse. There's a nuance to it. on how you negotiate these deals, but also how you set up the property. Are you there discussing with the prospective buyer or realtor before they go into the home to set what the expectations are for the property? There are a lot of things that go into selling a house that most people don't understand, and nor should they, because it's not something they do every day. And that's why you want to work with an expert, because I can't tell you, Marnie, if I was to sit here right now with Dean, you and I, and I were to book 75 showings on different properties, they could be $5 million properties, they could be $200,000 properties. I would be lucky to get one or two calls prior to me going to the house. Now, in this situation, we would be fortunate. We sell a lot of real estate. We have experience and we can see homes for what they truly are, and we can see the benefits in the homes. But for the average realtor who sells, you know, 4.5 houses a year, who does it once every 3 months, or 50% of the realtors out there who sell one home a year, how are you as a seller supposed to have confidence in a prospective buyer's agent coming through your home? There are so many shortfalls that can happen. There's so many small problems that can come, that can arise if your listing agent is not on top of the game. But that is why year in, year out, we have been the number one resale team in the city of Ottawa. And that is just, it's the small details that matter when it comes to selling real estate.
Marnie, I remember about 10 years ago, you and I talking a lot about homeowners wanting to sell their home themselves and not have a real estate agent. And we used to, you know, really hit home with, you know, how much money you're leaving on the table?
Yeah. And, you know, that's a good thing to bring up. A lot of times people are under the illusion, okay, I can sell the property on my own. Now, what they've shown is statistically, they get 13% less. Well, I don't think our fees are 13%. They absolutely are not. I mean, we charge the same fee as everyone else. So what you've got to be looking at, it's a lot more complicated now than it ever, ever has been. And a lot of times you've got to look at, sometimes buyers are not genuine. I just had someone call us the other day, and it turns out they did not own the property. It's one of those things that you read about. And they were trying to get us into cryptocurrency. Again, another scam. There are so many scams out there. You need to make sure you're working with someone that does this full time, doesn't sell four homes a year, sells hundreds and thousands of homes a year, and has the experience. Because I've been in the business for over 45 years now. And we've sold over 20,000 homes, and we're over $6 billion in property. What we've got to be looking at, I'm just dealing with another one right now, and we had the people agreeing to a number, but I had to package this deal a little differently, and it was out of the box thinking, being very creative. And what we were looking at is an investment property, and we're having a vendor take back mortgage. And I had to deal with the accountants and help all of us walk through the tax implication for capital gains. What was a working solution for both parties? It's very, very complicated. Also, a lot of people, Brett, don't understand the Landlord-Tenant Act, do they?
So a lot of people, it's an anomaly. And it happens on a day-to-day basis because there's differences out there with regards to when the property was built. Or was it recreated? Or what are the new zoning laws that the province is bringing in? What does that mean for your property? What you can do with it? You know, I go back to the story where Greg Block and I, we were looking at a property on 10th Line in Orleans, and we were in competition with 9 other realtors, and it was somewhat of an estate sale. And we came in, and we were looking at the property. And we were able to look at it given what the zoning was and also what the property was able to present as far as its best and greatest use. Well, we came in with, you know, an evaluation that was nearly $300,000 higher than anybody else had brought forth because they just didn't have the knowledge and they weren't able to look at it from an analytical standpoint. Well, fast forward to the end of that story, we went ahead, we got the listing, and we sold it for $300,000 more than the other agents were actually considering that it would be worth. So it's about knowing who you work with, and it's about realizing that there's more than one way to skin a cat. And sometimes in those situations, you have to be creative in order to find the best solution.
First half of the show is in the books, Marnie. Coming up on the second half of the independent property shop, real estate, and wealth show.
Well, you know, let's talk a little bit about buyers. We're seeing intergenerational homes. What should buyers be concerned about neighborhoods and how we help them walk through the process?
Just sold by the Bennett Pros, 1510 Meadowbrook Road, Pineview, for top dollar in less than 3 weeks. About 1030 Cromwell Drive, Riverside Park, it went in less than 3 weeks for over asking, of course, when you deal with the Bennett Property Shop. 187 Anthracite Private in Barhaven, a stacked condo sold for top dollar in just 9 days, three bedroom too. 15 Heritage Boulevard, Kempville South, top dollar in just 9 days as well. And down in Lower Town, 179 George Street, Unit 11, 709 was a two-bedroom condo that Bennett sold for top dollar in less than 3 weeks.
This is the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA, featuring Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
Now back to the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Featuring the Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
We're back, and Marnie and Brett are here with Dean Roberts. You're going to talk about buyers and what they need to know about purchasing, Marnie?
Yeah, you know, buyers, you know, there's different kinds of buyers, and we can talk about the different reasons they're selling. And one of the things that we've got to make sure that we look at is, you know, buying a home, of course, is so very, very scary. I mean, you're buying hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's the biggest purchase of your entire life. And you want to feel comfortable. You want to make sure you're making the right decisions and working with an experienced agent that will help you negotiate and help you look at all the different things that you're looking at. When you meet the buyer specialist at the Bennett Property Shop, they're going to walk you through different things. I mean, first of all, what we've got to look at is you've got to, first of all, know your finances. And what we mean by that is you've got to understand what kind of a mortgage you can get approved for. And sometimes, because maybe you just got a new job, maybe you need a co-signer, someone else that'll help you. And we have the mortgage specialist that'll help you put this together. There's all different circumstances. So you first want to know, and it can't be something you've just done online, Dean, that, or in Brett, as you know, it's got to be, you have it in writing. This is what you can qualify for. This is what the circumstances are, and we've got to go through it. Now, what you've got to be looking at as a buyer is making sure, once you know your financing, what is your personal needs? How does your family live? Do you want to be living in a property that's close to work, close to parks? Do you have children? Brett, how do you walk buyers through when you're meeting them? Like, there's so, you get so many great people so happy after you're showing them. What are some of the things you do with them?
Well, I think the first thing, Marnie, is about caring for the people that you work with. And I think at the Bennett Property Shop, with our history, you know, we've showed time and again that we work with people at a very personal level when it comes to this. Because as you mentioned, it's a big decision, but it's also a very personal decision. And what's important to you, Marnie, may not be important to me or may not be important to Dean. So everybody's situation is differently. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you described it as kind of it's a tiered status, right? First thing you do is you go ahead and you have to get pre-approved. And the pre-approval, sometimes different lenders use different factors with regards to giving you an idea of what you would actually approve for. Now, I use the word approved versus afford because there are people out there who could get approved for millions, multi-million dollar homes. But you know what they don't want to do? They can't afford to spend it because maybe they have a little bit of student debt, or they know they have a wedding coming up, or they have outside circumstances that are going to impact their lives. And we never encourage anybody to be in a situation where you spend to the absolute max you possibly can, and then you're living kind of paycheck to paycheck with the rest of your lives. Because we sit down with our clients and we're looking at, okay, what is your 3, 5, 10 year, you know, what's your plan and what are your goals? How can we put you in a situation where you're going to be better positioned tomorrow than you are today to be able to achieve those things? And there are people at all different ages, brackets, who are looking to buy homes. We have people coming out of university who are looking to buy their first property. We have the young families who are looking to move up into, you know, their quote unquote forever home. We also have those downsizers or the divorcees who are looking at a new start start on their life. So we sit down and we want to make sure this is as personal of experience as you possibly can get. And if you're one of those people right now who are sitting around and you're thinking, you know, I don't like my current situation. There's something about my current home that just doesn't make my life better. Give us a call at the Bennett Property Shop at 613-233-8606. And we will come in and we will sit down and we will talk about, you know, the personal things that are important to you and how we can impact that. Because having clients who are fully aware of the process, working with clients and putting them in situations where they're comfortable with what's to come is going to be able to, A, allow us to put an offer together, a proposition to a seller that's going to instill confidence in them. Because just as we were talking about earlier, you know, and some of the inexperience with the agents out there and how they negotiate, we want to make sure we're putting a benefit forward package for the sellers because, A, we want to negotiate a good deal because we know a good deal is where both parties are happy, but also we want to do it in a timely fashion where we eliminate some of the possibilities of other interested parties getting in and taking that house that you want.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing that I lot of look at, and you and I know this, is first of all, sometimes when you're looking to buy a house and you'll say, wow, that's a great price. And I've seen some new home builders, they do something, they do furnace rentals. You do not own your furnace. This is not something I recommend anyone should buy. So when you're buying a house, don't buy something with a furnace rental or a water, sometimes a hot water tank. Okay. You've also got to look at the solar heating panels. Okay. That's another big thing that I know, Brett, you've had a lot of work with. What we've got to look at too is when you're buying a house and they have a secondary dwelling, is it a legal conforming or is it non-conforming? That's a really, really big difference. So we've got it because some people say, oh, I rent my basement and they have some little thing set up down there, but guess what? It's not legal. And that makes a really big difference in your insurance if anything should happen. So when you're working with this buyer specialist at Bennett Property Shop, we'll make sure we check all those things. What we want to be looking at as well is sometimes downsizers, you know, they want to be going, they have a big house and now they want to look at a smaller home and downsize. We got to consider the mobility, their health and their mobility. Do they have the stairs? How do they approach the property? Is it like, you know, driving? Is it got a lot high ramp? You know, how do they get in and out? Do they live on a street that's super busy or there maybe there's too many kids and it's not something that they want? What, you know, there's some, you know, downsizing challenges that we have to look at.
It's about being in control, Marnie, to your point. That's why so many conversations we have with clients are, you know, 2 to 3 years sometimes in advance of when they're looking to sell, because these sellers want to be in situations where they're in control of what happens next. Too often, Marnie, do we get called into homes where we're having a conversation, we're dealing with one of their children and the parents or whatever the case may be, and now they have to make a decision. They have to buy a home at this point in time, or they have to move into somewhere else. We want to put the decision-making in our clients' hands. And by having conversations and building those relationships with trusted professionals like the Bennett Property Shop, we're able to keep the control in your hands so you're not making a decision or somebody else isn't making the decision for you.
Yeah, and we look at the timing and logistics. You know, what are the closing dates? Are the movers going to be available? Will there be snow? You know, closing the pool. I mean, there's so many elements. There's over 317 different specs, steps when you're selling or buying a home. And we will go through that with them. We communicate. We have client care specialists. It's not the same thing. They sell a house. They're called transactional sellers and agents, and they never talk to you again. I mean, that is not what you want to be doing. And when you're working with the Bennett Property Shop, that's not what you experience. I mean, Dean, you worked with us when you were selling your home and you had lots of contact with different people.
Absolutely. And Taylor and Brett both did an incredible job in getting me from Kanata to Elmont. And it's true. Bennett gets it done. I mean, just the notes we get from different people. Lucy wrote us recently saying that Bennett set her up with a very knowledgeable agent in Tina Walker, who knew rural properties and their challenges. She was very responsive and guided her son through the process of buying his first home. Highly recommend the Bennett Property Shop, and I do too. 613-233-8606. About a minute left in this segment, Marnie and Brett.
Well, I think what we got a lot to talk about too, I thought we'd throw it, we'll have our own little real estate Jeopardy game in this next segment. and, you know, some confusing terms that people may not know and maybe want to get familiar with.
This is the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA, featuring Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
Now back to the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Featuring the Bennett Property Shop and Forbes Global Properties, Ottawa's number one resale real estate team, 2019 through 2023.
Here's one of my favorite parts of the show when I get to talk about the just listed properties at the Bennett Property Shop. Let's go to McNabb Braeside Townships, 1148 Mill Reg is $1,599,000, seven bedroom, waterfront, solid brick detached bungalow with an in-law suite, newly renovated kitchen, vaulted ceilings, walk out lower level. It's a 1.4 acre lot with a wraparound deck and an attached two car garage. Huntley Ward Southwest, 110 Greystone Drive is priced at $1,199,000, four beds, solid brick, two-story detached family home on a two-acre lot surrounded by mature trees, very private. Many recent upgrades, new windows and doors, roof, water treatment center, and generator with an attached three-car garage. And also, Ottawa Center, 530 Laurier Avenue West, unit number 409, is priced at just $299. Doesn't that sound good? One-bedroom, affordable condo with incredible amenities, 24/7 concierge, covered parking, salt water, indoor pool, sauna, hot tub, fitness center, it goes on and on, library, games room with fireplace, workshop, guest suites, car wash, and outdoor patio. I'm moving, Marty. I'm moving.
Prime it's a goodie. Center, it's a goodie.
Prime center town location. Just a few of the just listed properties at the Bennett Property Shop. Find out more at BennettPros.com.
So, you know, Dean, I thought we'd do our own kind of form of real estate jeopardy is what I'll call it. And we do get, people get a lot of times very confused on certain terms. And I thought it would be helpful if Brett and I explain, these are the ones we find that people are most confused about. So I'm going to hit, one is the down payment. People don't quite understand what a down payment is. And where they mix it up is a deposit versus a down payment. So a down payment is the total amount of money you're going to put down on the purchase of a property. So for example, if you were looking to buy a $600,000 home, you can purchase it for as little as 5% down, and you can put as much more money down as you want. And so that's the down payment. So if you're buying a $600,000 home, you would need, if you're putting the least amount down, 5% would be $30,000. So you need to show that, first of all, you got to qualify, obviously, and you've got to show where that money is. So you can take the money out of your RSP, but it has to be, I think, in a bank account for 90 days. They want to see, you can't get it, like it can't be a loan. It has to be maybe a gift from somebody, but you've got to show that. What the deposit is when you're putting down money to purchase the home, the seller agent, the brokerage, will ask for a certain amount of a deposit. So this is the, and it varies. There's no number. It can vary at different times. And it also can vary when do you give the deposit. Usually you give the deposit, but it doesn't have to be, but usually you give it when the agreement of purchase and sale has been agreed on, and then you continue with the conditions.
The deposit, and that oftentimes, if you're a buyer out there, that has the ability sometimes to convey the strength of your financial situation to a seller. So, I mean, we've seen deposits as high as $500,000 on multimillion-dollar properties. We've also seen them as low as $3,000. So it really does range when it comes down to that, but that's up for your buyer's specialist to prepare you to understand what that term is and how accessible that money actually is to you, so you can able to put forth an offer that's strong, Marnie.
Yeah, that's a really good point. A strong deposit definitely shows how serious you are and your financial ability. What's another one, Brett, you notice that people forget or are a little confused on sometimes?
Well, sometimes I think, you know, it sounds simple to us in the real estate business, but MLS, the multiple listing service, hey, who can put homes on the MLS? What is it? And, you know, like if I'm in Toronto, can I put a house on the MLS system here in Ottawa? Like how does that work?
Yeah, so you can be put houses and they have like sort of a cooperation between the different boards. So you can see a property. There's no problem doing it. And multiple listing services, it's overseen by the Canadian Real Estate Association. And there's different rules. So you can only do so many characters. The first picture of the house has to be the front of the home. They have different things that you have to check off on to give the valid information. We're not allowed to give the overall square footage. I mean, if the builder did, that's a different situation. So it's something that the Ottawa Real Estate Board overviews and oversees. If something's conditionally sold or sold, we have to update within 24 hours so that consumers get the most updated information. So, I mean, it's a great vehicle that everyone uses to put their houses. They don't have to do MLS, but MLS is what a lot of people will use.
Now, Marnie, like aside from MLS, obviously there's people out there right now who are on their computers or their phones, realize that there's 1,000 different websites out there. Now, are every one of those websites out there going to have all the information from MLS, or what does that look like?
No, each provider has different information. And I mean, some agents only use MLS, which I don't recommend because you're not dragging in and attracting as many buyers as you can. That's why we get over 43,000 buyers. So every one, for example, we use one in Hong Kong, called Juway. So that's their MLS system, which is completely different. We have one called Kaupau, which is in Singapore. We have them through Forbes Global Properties. We have all of these international MLS systems in every country. So we're able to attract people from the Emirates, United Kingdom, Australia, all different things. And then you have private providers as well. Like you have House, you have BuzzBuzz, you have all different kinds. These do not mesh together. You have to do them ourselves. And that's why when we get a listing for our sellers, it takes us 3.5 hours per listing to reach all of these sites. So our sellers get the most exposure, and that's why we guarantee the highest price possible.
And another one, Marnie, when we're talking about it, closing costs. I think closing costs is one of those terms that people have no idea what it actually entails. What do they get for these closing costs? Who gets to decide how much they are? What does that look like? And can you maybe describe that to the people out listening right now?
Yeah. So when you go to close a property, I mean, most of the money is put towards the buyer. That's who's going to be responsible for the closing costs. So the closing costs range anywhere from 2 to 4% of the purchase price. And what you're looking at, you have lawyer fees. You have, for example, a land transfer tax. If you're a first-time home buyer, you can get up to $3,500, or maybe it's four now. I can't remember.
I think it's $4,500.
$4,000. They've increased it in rebates if you're a first-time home buyer. Then what you've got to be looking at is there's different transfers you have to be. And of course, your lawyer fees are included in that between 2 to 4%. So what you should look at as a buyer, work with a real estate specialist lawyer and ask them what their fee is. And then also in there will be the land titles. You want to make sure you get titles insurance. So that's all encompassing. So in addition to what you're saving to buy the house, have a set aside about 2 to 4%.
Yeah, and we'd always recommend that you have that money, whether it's the entire percentage that you've put aside, you kind of look at it as a little bit of bonus at the end of it. And that's having that in money is an integral part to purchasing the home. You can't just say, okay, I've got $30,000, 5% of a $600,000 house. That's all I'm going to need. No, you have to have that money at the end when it comes down to close, or else you cannot close on the property. So a little bit of information out there for people who are looking to buy for the first time, or maybe some of the sellers out there who haven't bought a home in a while and they're trying to educate educate their kids, or maybe they're trying to help them. And as you mentioned, Marty, title insurance is part of that. Now, when it looks, what's an appraisal? And obviously appraisals, there's a couple different kinds of them, and they have, they're impacted differently. So what are a couple type of the appraisals, and why are they important?
Yeah, sometimes we get a lot of calls for divorces, or maybe it's an estate or different reasons that we've got to look at. So, I mean, there's appraisal companies. We use, for example, Shore and Tanner. We do Cardi. There's all different ones in Ottawa. And they will give you a cost approach appraisal. There's different appraisals that they'll look at. So depending on what you need it for, I mean, agents are not certified appraisers. They can give you a comparative market analysis, but it talks about the purpose of it, Dean.
So much information there. I hate to have to stop you two. Unbelievable. That's the best, you guys. I mean, the info every week is tremendous, but that's blown me away, guys. Unbelievable.
Well, you knew I was a game show contestant, so yeah. I love game shows.
All
what
right.
What can I say?
We'll see you again next week.
The preceding program has been a paid presentation on News Talk 580 CFRA.